economics and handicrafts still holding sway, Thai-style mobiles. Platapien, or wind mobiles in the shape of a carp, may be harder to find nowadays, but for a lucky few, this locally made handicraft remains a thriving business, generating income of 20 to 40,000 baht a month for makers in Bangkok's Tawiwatana district. These mobiles, made from bailan or fan palm fronds, used to be a common sight, swaying in the breeze above babies' cribs. The woven fish caught on among Thais partly due to the local belief that the carp is a symbol of prosperity. Back then, people believed platapien were symbols of abundance. The fish grow to full size around the same time that rice is ready for harvesting. They call the period Khao Mai Pla Man, or new rice and delicious fish. Somewhere along the line, pieces of platapien were put together to form a mobile, which was then hung over a baby's cradle. The mobile is also a toy. While lying in the cradle, the baby will watch the mobile move until lulled to sleep. A platapien mobile is considered auspicious for the baby. Parents use them to bless their children with good health and prosperity, said Nutaton Dangsapon, chairman of Platapien Mobile Community Enterprise. The former shipping company employee formed the community enterprise 6 years ago in Tawiwatana, Bangkok. Fan palm fronds are traditionally believed to be a propitious plant as they were used as manuscripts for Buddhist scriptures. Bailan is tough but not brittle, which also makes it suitable for weaving. Several of the enterprise's founding members are from Ayutthaya, the home of this folk craft, and one of them is aged 80. The venture now has 13 members. The number of platapien weavers has dropped, and unique designs on mobiles have been fading away. Without conservation, this sort of open work will eventually disappear, said Mrs. Nutaton. It is not the community alone that helps ensure thriving business, as the enterprise is partly funded by the Support Arts and Craft International Center of Thailand, or SACICT, a non-profit public organization of the Commerce Ministry, which plays a vital role expanding marketing channels, allowing the mobiles to be showcased at international roadshows. SACICT also helps compile historic records and traditional designs of the mobiles. Thai handicraft products have a promising outlook given their uniqueness, quality craftsmanship, and wide range of products. SACICT forecasts Thai handicraft exports will grow by 4% to US$898 million this year. Thai handicraft exports mostly consist of hand-woven textiles, silver and gold ornaments, as well as wooden sculptures and ceramics. Europe is the leading market, accounting for 20%, followed by the US, 18%, and Japan, 11%. Other key markets include Indonesia, Malaysia, Cambodia, India, Singapore, and Myanmar.